Hey everybody, Jimmy Pardo here, Never Not Funny, right around the corner. But first, let's get ready to hit the links. PXG Golf has the greatest apparel. This stuff is comfortable. You put it on, I wore it to the range the other day, but this moved with my body so fluidly that you would have thought I was a princess. I looked fantastic out there. It was fantastic. They got something for everybody. They got pants, they got polos, they got sweaters, they got hats. I've got a hat. PXG is a way to go. The clubs are changing the industry. My buddy Steve plays them. It infuriates me how much his game improved with the PXG. But again, as I said before, his game improved, my look improved. I've got the PXG apparel, and he looks at me with a green in the eyes with envy. Good sentence, Jim. Green like the green on the 18th tee. Nope. Still wrong. The thing is, I golf. And when I do, I wear PXG apparel. Now, the way for you to elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection is to head over to thepxg.com/Pardo. Once again, go to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout. You're going to save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. PXG.com, do it up, grip it and rip it. Not their slogan. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right. Gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey everybody, Jimmy Pardo here, playing games right around the corner, so get that theme song stuck in your head already. But first, I got to tell you about a brand new show. Listen, I used to work for Conan O'Brien. I'm sure you've been loving his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. You know how hilarious the Dana Carvey episode was. Well, Conan had so much fun with Dana, he decided to bring him back for 6 episodes to do a 6-episode deep dive. They further explore their friendship and devolve into comedy madness along the way. There is a rumor that John Lennon and Paul McCartney will be making a special appearance, too. One of those guys is dead, so how do they do it? Binge listen to all 6 episodes of Deep Dive with Dana Carvey, plus the full archive of Never Not Funny, only on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code Pardo. That's right. Use the promo code Pardo to get a free month of Stitcher Premium. And right now, here comes Playing Games.
Playing Games.
You know him from BoJack Horseman, but when it comes to pop culture trivia, comedian Paul F. Tompkins isn't horsing around. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, is our announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing the best I can. Trying to get by like everybody else. We live in troubled times, Matt.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know if it was going to go this way, but yeah.
Well, you know, you're on Twitter or any of your social media platforms, there's nothing but hate and anger out there, and I'm part of it.
Toxic.
Can't say I'm not adding to it. Don't think I'm helping. I'll tell you that. This conversation certainly isn't. Also with us, our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Mike's on the cello. Mike's on cello today.
I couldn't tell if that was a cello or a violin. I guess I my eyesight's not very good. I can't tell sizes or distances
anymore. Yeah, that's cello.
That's full cello. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Can you remember Freddie Boom Boom Washington on Welcome Back, Kotter? What was his big catchphrase? Well, he had two. Remember, he would go, cello. He had that, but then it was also, he would go, why do they call you Boom Boom? Because boom, 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 boom. That made it on television. That made it past, I'm going to say, three notes.
They were having fun, Jimmy, just like we are.
Well, listen, there's a good time here. And my co-host this week is from the television program BoJack Horseman. He's also got the podcast called Spontanean Nation, the terrific comedian, the great friend, Mr. Paul F. Tompkins.
Hi.
Hello,
terrific
Paul.
Comedian, great friend.
Well, which one? Wouldn't you rather be a terrific comedian and a great friend, or a great comedian and a terrific friend? Which would you rather?
You know what? The word great has connotations. Terrific has connotations that are like pleasant, but great is very, that's huge.
Well, I consider you a great friend.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. You'd rather, I think of you as a terrific friend.
I didn't think about it until you offered the swip swap, and now I want the swip swap.
So you do want terrific friend.
Terrific friend,
great comedian. Comedian.
Terrific in that people are terrified of me.
Well, you know you.
How amazing my friendship is. Maybe I'm amazed.
Was that Maybe I'm Amazed by Wings?
It was a little tiny bit.
Okay.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Paul McCartney and Wings. Now, that was his band after the Beatles, wasn't it, Paul?
That's correct.
And then he went on to have a solo career, I'm told.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Wings broke up.
He did. Then he was in that band with Kanye West and Rihanna.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
One
that
song.
Very short
live. It was a one-song band.
Yeah.
What was the name of that song? I'm not familiar with it.
4 or 5 Seconds.
Oh, boy.
It's a great song.
Okay. Sounds like it's not all that fast.
Hey, what happened? Where'd you go?
I chose not to end my sentence because I had trouble with the third word of it.
Pro-choice.
You know that.
I know.
Right?
Can I get more in my headphones?
I don't know if you're being
sarcastic. Because it sounds like nothing.
Yet. Okay, how about this? How about this?
Yeah,
about this?
I like it. There now I hear me.
Sure. You're wearing a nice vest today, too.
Yeah, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do I
have to answer?
No.
Okay.
I just have to ask it.
Can I give an answer that is elusive?
You can, however you want to respond to this is fine by me. Okay. Whether it be ignoring, vague.
Here's what you're going to get. You're either going to get complete candor,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to get a dodge.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the question. Mm. And believe it or not, it is. This is based off you wearing a vest currently. Are you handy?
So this is ripped from the headlines like a Law and Order.
I'm a young Mort Saul. Is this, which by the way, I think I'm just Mort Saul at how old I am these days. I'm sorry, Mike. I just kicked Mike in the shin.
Oh, no.
Are you handy around the house? Are you able to do odds and ends, or do you have to get yourself a handyman?
I'm going to be very honest with you.
Yes. I was told two things, dodging or hander.
I am somewhat handy around the house. That is the most honest answer I can give.
Do you feel good about, like, whatever you do, do you then talk to your wife, Kay, I did this today.
Yeah, Kay. I say, Kay, come in here.
Do you say, hey?
Take a look.
No, your wife's name is Janie. I'm well aware who your wife is. Maybe Kay is your handy. Maybe you have a lady that comes and cleans the home.
Every kiss begins with her. If I can fix something, I am proud of myself, and especially if I can figure out the solution.
Yes.
Without any help. That is a big moment for me.
Do you though? Will you then ever go to a YouTube to help you with that?
Because I've done that.
I've never done that. I've done bail. That. If I can't figure it out, I make a phone call.
It's almost always not helpful. Because a lot of times it's like, you just grab this tool that no one normal has, and it's you're done in a snap.
Right.
But we do have a handyman that we call periodically to do things. We had a guy, this was a TaskRabbit job,
yes.
You know that app? Mm-hmm. We had a guy hang, we wanted to do a picture wall in our home, in our hallway. And we have all these framed photos, and the idea was we will... start with these pictures and then we'll add more as the years go on. And to hang that many pictures and have them all be evenly spaced and everything, there's not enough curse words in the world for me to get through that.
Gotcha.
So we hired a guy to do it.
Via TaskRabbit.
Yes.
Not a sponsor.
Yes. And this guy took all day to do it. And unfortunately, we checked in with him a little too late and he was doing a wonderful job, but... using all the available space, which was not the idea.
No room for growth.
Oh
dear.
So what do you have now? Did you have to start over? Did you have to use toothpaste to cover those holes?
It was too late to start over.
So
he'd made some progress.
So if you get new photographs,
yeah,
new wall.
New wall.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. But he did a great job.
Oh, it's they're perfectly evenly spaced. I would have hated to have done it.
Right.
But it was not what we asked him to do. No. We like specifically said like an inch maybe between.
What did he put between them? 6-7 inches?
Whatever he, I didn't measure. I just kind of eyeballed it.
All right.
But it was whatever was needed to fill the entire space.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
As a reminder, Matt, 6 inches is?
Three of my penises. Cocks, yeah.
Okay. Do I stay for the whole thing?
Nope, you bail now.
Okay.
But it is perfect timing for us to, we can't play this game without the contestants, Paul. So,
Is this one of those?
It's one of those.
When are you going to figure out how to play a game without contestants?
Boy, when I figure that out, I will become the biggest star in this town. I just did a take with my glasses that nobody was witnessing. All right, we cannot play the game without contestants, as I mentioned. Let's go to the phones. That's right. Anyone that follows Never Not Funny on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in. Then we take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and find our players. Matt Belknap, I say again, let's hit the phones. Yes. Let's say hello to, let's start with Josh.
All right. Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, Josh.
Heavens. Thank heavens.
Now, Josh, we should point out that you donated to Smile Train at the most recent Podcastathon to guarantee to be a contestant on Playing Games. So we thank you for that, sir.
I'm happy to do it. It's a great cause.
Well, thank you, Josh. Now, Josh, you sound very laid back today. Are you done working today? Or are you in the middle of work? What's going on today?
I just got back from the dentist. I am cavity free.
Oh,
happy about that.
There we go. Were you afraid? Do you have some sensitive teeth that you thought maybe you did have a cavity?
Not really. I'm just always paranoid about my dental hygiene, Jimmy.
I see. How often do you go? They recommend you go twice a year. Do you follow that?
I do, twice a year, yeah.
And what kind of toothpaste? Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Josh.
I was just going to say, I'm simultaneously excited and worried because Paul F. was my number one hope for a celebrity co-host.
Oh.
But I also know that if I advance to the final, I have no chance.
That's not true.
Well, Paul was very cocky off the air, I should tell you that.
I was.
You do not have a very good chance.
Having fun, but I think it's anyone's game.
Do you really? Based on what you've heard from Josh so far?
I think I'm going to win.
Yeah, I agree with that. But not everybody can win. We don't have a prize warehouse. We have a prize closet.
That's right.
Wait, not everyone can win because you only have a limited number of prizes?
That's right. So we have to hope some people lose. All right. Now, Josh, what part of the country do you live
in,
sir?
Wait. Hold on a second. Josh, shut up. Does this mean if I win, I get nothing?
Well, you get a handshake from Jimmy Pardo from television.
I already got that when I walked in here.
Follow up. When's the last time I was on television? Josh, what part of town do you live in? And I call the United States town.
Give us that POT.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. What part, sir?
I'm just a little bit outside Minneapolis.
Okay.
Josh, I was just in St. Paul this past weekend.
Your thoughts?
I wish I'd known. Were you doing shows?
Yes, I did a show.
I wish I'd known.
Well, I wish you had paid attention to the times I promoted it.
It's interesting, Josh, that you were hopeful that it would be Paul F., yet you didn't know he was within inches of your home.
Were you hoping to find out what I was all about for the first time?
What's that guy? What's his deal?
I am curious.
Maybe he'll mention his Twitter handle so I can find out when he's doing other shows.
All right, Josh, what do you do for a living, sir?
I work for a company in Minneapolis called Sports Engine. We build websites for youth sports organizations and some pro and amateur sports leagues.
Who's the pro league? What do you do? The Major League Baseball? They're a popular one. National Football League? National Basketball Association? The Women's Basketball Association?
No. CFL?
No, more hockey and soccer in the professional realm.
Let's cut this shit. Josh, do you believe the spirit world is porous and that ghosts can murder us?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good. All right, so we got to that. All right, Josh, let's say hello to Carla.
We got to that.
Hello.
I was dancing around it. I just was waiting for you to pick your spot.
Finally, he gets to the meat of the conversation.
Carla, now what part of the country are you calling us from?
Russellville, Arkansas.
Russellville, Arkansas. Now, I'm not that familiar with Arkansas. Are you anywhere near that Little Rock? Garth Brooks had a song about that. No, that wasn't Garth Brooks.
I am an hour west of Little Rock.
All right, wait, come back to the phone, Carla. Who did that song, Little Rock? All my friends here in Little Rock. I got.
I don't know, but you and I talked about this when I called in on a gang episode.
Is that true? What are the odds? I literally have one topic. I have one question. And it, I repeated it to the exact same person. All right, I'm a bore. Thank you for calling it. Are you married, Carla?
No.
No, you don't need to be, right? You're in Little Rock. I know there's that big song that's popular in that area. You get out, you're playing on the jukebox. What, are you in a relationship? Boyfriend, girlfriend, that sort of thing.
I am in a relationship.
Okay, still vague. What is this person's name?
It's a long-distance relationship.
Oh, boy. Hey, that's what that song Little Rock's about, believe it or not.
No. Is that person in this room, Carla?
where does your loved one live? I assume you're in love. I don't know.
He's in Austin, Texas.
Oh, you know, that's not in Texas. You know what else is in Texas, Matt?
All of your exes.
That's right.
Do you ever meet up in Texarkana for your love trysts?
No, we have not met up in Texarkana.
Why wouldn't you? Seems like the right thing to do. You're in Arkansas, he's in Texas. Let's combine those two things.
Oh. Well, we've met in Hot Springs, and then he's come here, and then I go there. As a matter of fact, I'm going there this weekend for my 50th birthday.
What? You sound like you're in your 20s. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, let's hope that maybe we can give you a prize here today as part of your birthday present. All right, let's say hello.
Well,
Go ahead,
Carla. Being on the phone with Paul F. Pompkins is already enough birthday present for me.
Excuse me.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't own the rights.
It's in the public domain. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. Happy birthday, dear Carla. Happy birthday to you.
Right. Oh, it was all worth it just for that.
Okay, my feelings were still hurt, Carla.
Carla, feel free to hang up now. We will catch you later.
Even my feelings were hurt.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
like maybe Mike's.
Yeah, Mike Henry's also here. For the love of God, Carla, you're hurtful. Sorry that Matt didn't text you back last time. All right, let's say hi to Bobby. Hi, Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
How's it going? Pretty good. How about you, Jimmy?
Good, Bobby. What part of the country are you calling us from?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. A couple of Southern callers. Got Arkansas and Alabama. Where was the other guy from? Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some Billies there too. What do you think about it? Right, there's some wooded areas.
Some Billies.
What do you do down there other than hate this country?
What? mostly just hate the country. I'm a freelance writer and copy editor.
And when you freelance write, are they for magazines, newspapers, that sort of thing? Do you ghost write books? What does that mean, Bobby?
Mostly online publications.
Oh, I see.
And writing about stuff no one cares about.
Give us an example of that, sir. Podcasting?
Rocks and roads.
Wait, what? Rocks and roads?
Yeah, like quarries and road building. I've read a lot about that.
Jesus, I thought you meant the ice cream flavor.
Oh, boy, no. Not even that interesting. It's legitimate rock and road.
Why won't people write about it?
What are you going to write? That it's delicious and it sits well on a cone.
I'd like to see it in print.
You prefer it in a cone or in a bowl?
I like it in a cup. I like it in a cup, yeah.
I like a cone.
Yeah.
I love a cone. Ice cream cone. Ice cream cone.
The ice cream cone, you're left with the cone after you eat the ice cream, and then it's like, do I have to eat the whole thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do.
But it's not that great. It's like a sweet, wet cardboard.
I disagree. You get a nice sugar cone, nothing better.
How about a waffle cone? Nice. You like a waffle cone?
No. I don't like the cones, you guys.
You're anti-cone. Thank you, Edwin.
I'm more pro bowl.
Have you ever had, this is a new thing that's sweeping the nation, a churro cup. Ice cream goes inside it, but the cup is a churro.
Oh, I do that. Well, no, wait. That's too much.
That's a lot.
That's too much. That's a lot of sugar. Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know. But I've never had it either, but it sounds so good.
I'm going to quote my son as we walked past a churro stand in the mall the other day. They were not giving out samples, and he said, "It's risky, Dad, because if you get a bad churro, it's like eating a piece of your house." My 11-year-old son said that. That's his take on a bad churro.
That's a good joke.
All right, Bobby, what else we got? You married, kid?
No, I'm single.
Attaboy, right?
No girlfriend.
Can't find somebody to fall in love with a rock writer?
Do you tell people you're a rock writer?
It's also my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
We don't have the rights.
Happy birthday to you.
Still don't have the rights.
Happy birthday, dear Bobby. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Hang on a second. Josh, when's your birthday?
March.
March. Oh, close enough.
Happy birthday.
What? Oh, all right. That's what you get. All right. We got our players. You guys are going to be playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I'm going to ask the three of you, who's ready to start playing games?
Ready.
I am.
All right. Sounds like all three are ready. First up is headlines, you guys. I'm going to read you questions that relate to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly, and of course you buzz in by shouting your name, you will get the point. There are the two players with the most points after five questions will move on. Matt, let's hit the randomizer to find out what decade we're going to be playing from.
Sure thing.
There we go. 70s. Going to be doing, these are headlines from the 70s.
Do people know that he pretends to push a button?
Nope.
Okay. I think they should.
They still won't.
Take a picture.
You going to cut this out?
Yep.
Snapchat it.
Shut up. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right, here we go. Here's your first one. Wait till I'm done reading the entire question and yell out your name to buzz in. In 1973, this heiress was kidnapped by a group called the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Josh.
Carla.
Josh.
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst, correct answer. Patty Hearst, correct answer. Matt, after one question, please give me a scoring update.
Well, Carla and Bobby both have zero. Josh has one.
Thank you. In 1979, hands on buzzers. In 1979, she became the first woman prime minister of England.
Josh.
Bobby.
Josh.
Margaret Thatcher.
That's a correct answer.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, Margaret Thatcher. Got it.
Margaret Thatcher?
Yes.
Margaret Thatcher?
Got it, guys. We got it.
Rock me, Margaret. Margaret Thatcher, Margaret
Thatcher.
Oh,
Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher. What's it? Rock me, Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher.
It is tough to say, isn't it?
Very tough.
Yeah.
All right, hands on buzzers. Third question. Remember, the two players with the most after five move on. In 1971, this Beatle organized and performed at the concert for Bangladesh.
Bobby.
I heard Bobby.
John Lennon?
That is incorrect. Carla, I heard you next.
Carla.
Yeah, still heard
George
you.
George Harrison.
George Harrison, the correct answer. All right, there we go. Carla's on the board. Bobby, yeah. Still not.
Do I have a chance to steal?
You do not. No. You're just... did you ever watch that special, that concert for Bangladesh?
Never have seen it.
Robert Plant does a nice version of Little Sister on that that concert.
Yeah, I'm
that
sure he concert. Does, but I have a...
Little Sister, don't you? No, I'm sorry. That's Campuchia. My apologies to Robert Plant.
But not to the people of Bangladesh?
Nope.
Or the people of Cambodia.
They're fine.
What do we got? 2-1?
Josh has 2. Carla has 1. Bobby's at 0.
All right, here we go, Bob. Here's a good one. I feel good about Bobby for this one. Bobby. Launched in 1972, this cable TV network has used the slogans, simply the best, something special's on, and it's not TV.
Josh.
Bobby.
I heard Josh.
HBO.
HBO is the correct answer. And I also heard Bobby just
sigh.
Jesus. All right, here we go.
Something special's on.
Something special's on. It's not TV. You know what I noticed when we were watching the Jonathan Oliver show last night? HBO is really committed to that staticky logo thing.
They have not changed it since the 90s.
Right? It's been that long.
Yeah. I kind of admire that.
But guess what hates that thing? My DVR and every DVR. It like can't resolve it, I guess.
Oh, is that right?
Pixely, it doesn't know what to do with it, it just looks like extra garbagey.
I don't have that problem.
I don't either.
I guess you guys are rolling in the deep.
We're rolling in the deep.
That's what that means, right?
Yeah.
Got the best DVR.
You could have had it all.
Oh, what do we got? 3-1?
Josh has 3. Carl has 1. Bobby's still at 0.
All right, final one. Chance for Bobby to tie it up. Here we go. Everyone's favorite lasagna-loving cat, Garfield, was created by this cartoonist in 1978.
Bobby. Carla.
Paul.
I heard. Who did I hear?
I don't know. There's a tale of the tape to be told here, Jimmy.
I think I got in there ahead of everyone.
You might have, but again, you're not playing.
I think I was first.
Yeah, it might have been Carla. All right, Carla, go ahead.
What?
Wait, who said?
Oh. Jim Davis.
Wait, who just said what?
Probably Bobby. He's the one who's trying to get back in this.
I didn't hear
my name.
I didn't hear Bobby's name at all. I heard
all three.
My phone sucks.
I'm so defeated.
All right, you know what? We're gonna go to the next one. We'll give it another chance.
Are we wiping that one off the board?
We're wiping that one off, and you shut your mouth this time.
I thought it would be funny. I'm sorry.
All right, this is a tight game.
It was pretty funny though.
I'm not denying the humor.
He came in well after the others had chimed in.
It was enough where I could not hear.
I erased the memory of everyone else.
All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers, everybody. Opened in 1973, this Manhattan punk club where the Ramones and Blondie got their start closed for good in 2006.
Carla.
Bobby.
I heard Carla.
CBGB.
CBGB is correct answer.
All right.
Correct answer. That means that both Josh and Carla have the most after five questions. And that, of course, means we have to say goodbye to Bobby. Sorry, Bob. What do you say?
Something about the 70s. He said, damn the 70s, maybe?
It had to be the 70s.
Oh, it had
to be. Sorry, Bobby. But you're having a birthday. I'm still talking. You're having a birthday, Bob. When's your birthday? Today?
No, it was a few days ago.
Boy, now don't you wish you didn't sing to him?
Yeah, really do.
Can we take that out? I guess we'll edit it out.
Well, yeah, we're certainly going to edit that out. Bobby, thanks for playing. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet.
Thank you.
All right, we say goodbye to Bobby, but bye, that Bobby. Means that Carla and Josh will go on to the next round.
To go head-to-head with me.
We find out who wins that round, to then go to the final round to go head-to-head against Mr. Paul F. Tompkins, and we'll do that right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Mr. Paul F. Tompkins. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
What are you nervous about?
I've been on a microphone many times before, but I've never looked at the microphone, and I looked at it for the first time, and it's kind of freaking me out.
Is it overwhelming to you?
Yeah, it looks real professional.
Well, yeah, that's a high-end microphone there. You're going to be okay.
I don't know. Could I get a bucket?
Oh, geez, you're going to vomit?
I don't know, but I just want to be...
Safety first.
Safety first.
10 and 2.
The best thing to do in this situation is breathe right into it. Perfect. Okay, I think you're going to be okay.
All right, Carla and Josh, you guys ready for round two?
Ready.
All right, whoever's in the lead at the end of this round will win a Pod Swag gift card and go on to play against Paul F. Tompkins in the final for that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. In this round, we're going to play a game called Let's Get It Started. I will read you the first line of a song, and you will have to tell me what it is. Can't get it? My co-host, Paul F. Tompkins, will sing it to you. Still can't get it? I'll then give you the artist. Still can't get it? We move on. There are seven questions in this category. What? What, Josh?
Question, do we have to wait for the lyric to finish?
God, yes.
You also have to wait for the host to finish the instructions before you ask that question.
I'm in the middle of giving the instructions, Josh. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm now putting $1,000 down that Carla wins.
Oh, my God.
That's how much I don't mind.
That's not punishment for anyone but yourself.
I decide how this goes.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
My name's on it.
That's true.
Who did I hear first? I didn't hear Josh. I heard Carla.
Who pays you the $1,000 if you win?
Who pays me the $1,000?
Yeah, if Carla...
Who's taking the bet,
if
basically?
If Carla wins, where do you get your winnings from?
Carla.
Oh my God. Wow, that's your punching, Carla.
Yeah.
No, she agreed to that. Carla. Probably a bad decision.
I'm bankrolled by Carla.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
No, Carla, guess again. You're already in. Your Texas boyfriend's already wired the money over to me.
Mr. Pardo, I have Las Vegas on the line.
Yes, what's going on?
They're willing
sir?
To take that bet.
Oh, they took it?
Yeah.
what casino took that?
It's Harrah's.
Oh, that's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Very popular. Yeah. All right, Josh, there are seven questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. You cannot buzz in until I finish the lyric. That was the next line. All right, let's hit the randomizer to find out what decade we're going to be playing from.
Same place.
The 2000s. These are songs from the 2000s. Carla, who I just put $1,000 down on, just audibly went, ugh. Right. Well, you don't know. Maybe Josh sucks at this too, Carla. Let's not get upset yet.
Now, Carla, the 2000s are pretty recent, and we're in them currently.
Yeah.
So did you just get out of a coma?
Yes, but I don't really listen to the radio much.
She's a classic rock person.
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go, guys. Hands on buzzers.
I'm stuck in my Pandora bubble.
What'd you say?
She's stuck in her Pandora bubble.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is your fantasy baseball team for next season.
Pandora's bubble?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hands on buzzers. Josh and Carla, whoever has the most at the end of this round, will go on and compete head-to-head against PFT. Here we go. Let's get this started from the 2000s. This is the very first one. Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
Since you've been gone. Or Josh, since you've been gone.
Josh. I heard Josh's name. What's your answer, Josh?
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct answer. Since you've been gone by Kelly Clarkson. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, that was a lot of downtime there. If you guys are Googling or Siri-ing this, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Oh,
wow.
Good catch, Jimmy.
Thank you, Paul.
No.
That'd be crazy if we're in the middle of it and suddenly we just hear, sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no Google, no Siri.
That's right, Josh.
No Alexa. No Cortana.
What about Google Assist?
That's, wait. Which one is that?
I don't know. They use it on the baseball room.
It drives me crazy. I don't want to hear Joe Buck orally Googling stuff.
Google Assist tells me what time is the next game. The next game begins. Just read it.
He should also know already.
Yeah. Seems like he didn't do any prep.
This is his job.
Lazy.
What, he has to cancel plans now?
Oh, boy. It's really bad. Bad. His father would be ashamed.
Jack's still, he's still alive.
Uncle Buck?
He's rolling over his grave right now.
Uncle Buck.
Joe Buck's father is Uncle Buck.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And yet,
the great Kevin Meaney character.
Who's his uncle then?
I think just Buck.
Daddy Buck?
No, you're thinking Daddy Warbucks.
Oh.
Daddy War.
Yeah, you know, Daddy Warbucks.
This should all be cut out.
I disagree.
Confirmed. All right, here's your next one, guys. Hands up, buzzers. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. Would you like Paul F. Tompkins to sing it?
Sure.
Yeah, I just don't know the
here
name
we go.
Of the song.
Here comes Paul F. Tompkins to help.
Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Josh, thank God.
Yeah, Josh.
Eminem, Lose Yourself?
Yes, Josh!
Was I close at all?
Yeah, you're in there.
You're in there.
You're in the pocket, baby.
You know, I didn't ask you. Ask Josh.
I'm sorry.
Press your imaginary buttons.
You know, if you're in the Staples Center, you're in there.
And when you're here, your family.
That's right. Let's garden it up.
The Olive Garden Center.
All right, next one. Hands up, buzzers. I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them. Let them hit me. Raise it, baby. Stay with me. I love it.
I have no clue.
Boy, poor Carla.
No idea.
All right, here we go. Here's Paul F. Tompkins to help.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. I love it.
That was pretty good. I mean, that was pretty great.
It?
If they don't get it now, then that's on them.
Was that close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're serious.
Josh?
Yeah, Josh.
It's not a Icona Pop. I love it. Is it?
Oh, my God, no.
No, not only that. I don't know what those three words were.
I kind of popped
that song. Yeah. I love it.
Is that a good song?
Yeah, it's a song that...
I threw your shit into a bag and drove it down the stairs. I crushed my car into the bridge. I don't care. I love it.
Do you know who wrote it?
Yes.
Who was it?
Francis Scott Key.
Exactly.
It was based on an old British drinking song.
Yeah, that's right. And it was the runner-up for the national anthem.
All right. Now, seriously, hands on buzzers now. Hands on buzzers. Well, who wrote that?
Oh, I can't remember her name.
Idiot.
It's that lady. It's Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX, yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you the artist. So hands on buzzers here. All right. This is basically a toss-up. The artist is Lady Gaga.
Josh?
God. Yeah, Josh.
Bad Romance?
No.
I want to hold them
like they do in Texas. Please.
I
like
Carla.
Carla, you're done.
Poker face?
It was a poker face, but you don't get it. You don't get it.
You don't get it, Carla. You don't get it.
You just don't get it.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Mr. Costanza. All right, here we go. Next one. Hands up, buzzers. What's our score here?
Josh has two. Carla's still looking to get on the board.
All right, maybe this is your chance, Carla. Up in the club, just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. Decided to dip, but now you want a trip because another brother noticed me.
Carla.
Yeah, Carla.
Kesha? Oh, and I'm asking. I don't know the name of the song.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to accept that anyway. Here we go. Here's Paul F. Tompkins to help.
Up in the club, just broke up, doing my own little thing. Decided to dip, but now you want a trip because another brother noticed me.
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Put a ring on it.
So close.
I mean, that is the...
Should have put a ring on it.
Josh, chance for you to steal. Beyonce's the artist.
Crazy in Love.
God.
Look, look, Carla literally gave us half the, she gave us the parenthetical part of the title.
We're looking for single ladies.
I mean, this single ladies. This is tough. Kind of a deep cut.
A lot of people didn't hear this one.
I'm not good with these 2000s.
Boy, oh boy. That's all right, Carla.
I think it was a B-side. You know, it was British import only.
All right, here's the
they
next one.
They should have made a video.
They should have.
Here's the next one. Hands up, buzzers. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure, But does she really wanna? But I but can't stand to see me walk out the door, aha. Here's Paul Tompkins to help you.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Yes, Josh.
Andre 3000.
I need the name of the song.
Hey, Ya's
the correct answer.
Oh.
Hey, Ya's the correct answer.
Outcast, name of the band.
Outcast, name of the band. But we're not looking for that. We're looking for the name of the song, and he got it.
Yeah. It is true that it's Andre 3000 wrote and sang it.
True. That's correct. All right, the next one.
But under the Outcast banner.
Of course.
What do we got? Three.
Speakerbox / The Love Below.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, here we go. There's really no chance for Carla to catch up here, but let's do one more.
No,
here we go.
Yeah.
Do you know this one, Paul, or do you want me to go to the one after that?
Or go to the one after that because I don't remember.
Okay. Here we go.
Good call.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. Baby, can't
no
you
idea.
See I'm calling? Carla doesn't
know. This is a tough
one. No surprise. I've just lost $1,000. This is hurtful. This is awful. This is awful.
It's a bad bet.
It was a bad bet. Here's Paul of Tompkins to help you.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning.
Five. Four.
Josh.
Carla.
Josh. Or no, Carla, go.
Toxic.
No, Carla.
Toxic.
Yes, Carla got it right.
Yes.
Carla got it.
Redemption.
All right, so at the end of this round, Josh has three,
yay,
Carla has one. Carla, sadly, we have to say goodbye to you, but you're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. But more importantly, for your birthday, as you made very clear, you got to talk to Paul F. Tompkins.
I did, and that makes me very happy.
Carla, happy birthday to you. I also turned 50 this year, so I know how you're feeling, girl.
Well, boy.
Yep. It's going to be all right.
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 All right, we got to see you back, Carla. Goodbye, Carla.
Bye, Carla.
Bye.
And Josh, that means you, sir, have won the PodSwag gift card, and you will go on to face Paul F. Tompkins head-to-head in the finals for that Stitcher Premium subscription right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. Josh has already won a PodSwag gift card, but now it's time to go head-to-head against Paul F. Tompkins.
That's me.
To see if he can win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I will ask both Paul F. Tompkins and Josh a series of questions. If Josh can answer more correct than Paul F. Tompkins, he will win a year subscription, as I mentioned, to Stitcher Premium. The questions can be about anything, but there is one question from each of the last 5 decades. Paul, I'm going to ask you first. So that means, Josh, we're going to put you in the isolation booth, which of course just means we're putting you on hold. So hang tight. Here we go. Josh, can you hear me?
Josh, are you lying?
Good try.
Yeah. Oh,
see, he wouldn't have
him.
Answered me, but he would have fallen for that, but he did. All right, here we go. You ready, Paul?
Yeah.
In 1972, this soda company negotiated...
Paul!
...a deal that made their soft drink the first American product ever sold in the Soviet Union.
I'm going to say that that was Coca-Cola.
In 1984, this song became Madonna's first ever number one single.
1984?
Yes, sir.
Material Girl.
In the 1997 film Air Force One, Harrison Ford plays the president. Which actress portrayed his vice president?
Bonnie Bedelia.
In 2001, this game show, hosted by original British presenter Anne Robinson, debuted on NBC.
The Weakest Link, goodbye.
In October of 2017, the entire nation of Canada mourned the death of Gord Downie, lead singer of this popular Canadian rock band.
The Tragically Hip.
There we go. We've got Paul F. Tompkins' answers. They are locked in. If Josh can get more correct than Paul, he will win the year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Josh, are you there? Josh, are you there? Okay, here we go, Josh. Obviously, you did not hear any of that. You were locked up tight.
Out of sight.
And it feels so right.
Josh?
Saturday night.
Turn out the
light.
Okay, Josh is there. Okay.
Nighty night.
I'm part of this, and it's the top one worst conversation I've ever had.
All right. I'll have a bite.
Are you guys done playing grab ass? You guys done? All right, here we go. Are you ready, Josh?
Proud to be white.
I'm ready.
In 1972, this soda company negotiated a deal that made their soft drink the first American product ever sold in the Soviet Union.
Coca-Cola?
Incorrect. Pepsi. Oh. In 1984, this song became Madonna's first ever number one single.
Like a Virgin?
That is a correct answer, sir. In the 1997 film Air Force One, Harrison Ford plays the president. Which actress portrayed his vice president?
I don't know.
Take a guess. Take any actress guess.
Sigourney Weaver.
Incorrect, idiot. Glenn Close. In 2001, this game show, hosted by original British presenter Anne Robinson, debuted on NBC.
The Weakest Link?
That's correct. In October of 2017, the entire nation of Canada mourned the death of Gord Downie, lead singer of this popular Canadian rock band.
Gord Downie?
Gord Downie, the lead singer of this popular Canadian rock band.
Rush?
Rush is incorrect. Tragically Hip is correct. Matt Belknap, please tell me.
Well, Josh got two correct. Paul F. Tompkins also got two correct. But here's the good news.
What's that?
Josh got it in less time, so he wins.
Oh, Josh, you are a winner here today on Playing Games.
So congratulations, Josh.
I've been chasing into silence by my earlier interruption, so I'm sorry. I didn't want to be rude.
Now's the time when you celebrate, Josh. Go ahead, celebrate.
I understand.
Verbally.
I'm very happy.
Josh, you donated money to Smile Train to be here. Be happy you've won.
I'm going to level with you, yeah? Jimmy. I already have a Stitcher Premium subscription.
Then give it to a friend.
Give it to a friend. Gift it, you selfish son of a bitch.
You know, you could give it to Carla.
Oh, you could give it to Carla.
Oh, let's bring Carla back on the line.
All right. Thank God.
Carla already has one, too.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Flick.
All right. Well, thank you guys both for playing. I'm sorry we didn't have something more for you from the prize closet.
No, this was a real thrill, Jimmy and Paul. Can I ask Paul a question?
Sure. You know what? Since you're not going to get it, well, maybe you'll get a subscription for next year.
Right? Yeah, save up.
All right, but you know what? Since you already had the subscription, as your prize, I will allow you to ask one question of Paul F. Tompkins.
And he will not dodge it this time.
And your prize starts now.
Is Threedom coming back?
Josh? Threedom will return.
Yay! It will return. There we go. Everybody's a winner.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Josh. As always, we thank you guys for playing along. We thank Paul F. Tompkins for being here. Thank you, Paul.
Everyone's welcome.
On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mr. Mike Henry, I thank you guys for listening. Come on back when you are once again ready to start playing games. Bye-bye, everybody.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production, produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry, distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts, and be sure to visit nevernotfunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.